Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Prince Philip died this morning. 99. Over 1,000 people have in the dead pool.
No, right. That's not true.
Not less than 1,000?
It's not?
958.
Oh.
Sorry, we've been lying the whole time.
We have been lying. That's a lot.
Unless there's other Prince Phillips that were spelled differently that we're still running across.
I don't think so.
And the Deadpool.
That's still a lot. 958. Yeah. That's still a record, isn't it?
I want to say Kirk Douglas was like 960 something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why that number sticks in my head.
So no one has cracked 1,000?
I guess not. But again, the same unofficial count I was looking at that said Prince Philip was above 1,000 said Bob Dole and Bob Barker were both above 1,000 as well.
And they might be.
I have both those dudes.
God of Thunder's got 3 hits on 1 list?
Yeah.
All right.
Getting after it.
Long way to catch Tyler's Tupperware Turd, though. He's got 8 hits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, your first season in the league, 3 hits ain't bad in April there, Nick.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. That list has Tekashi 6-9 on it, too. Something crazy is going to have to happen.
Yeah, that would be
getting all those.
Right, right. Well, he did narc at a lot of people, so it's still a decent name.
I don't think this is the only list that he's on.
No.
But there's competitions within the competition, you know, like you and your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many hits does your mom have?
I don't know. I'll have to check with her. I think she didn't do 3 lists.
Okay.
There was a guy that hit me up on Twitter that's like, nobody's catching the Tupperware turd, so I'm just going to go against you.
Like, all right, fair enough.
I don't know, because there's a guy, Prince Philip had 958, so Tupperware Turd was only ahead by other people by 1. So I'm guaranteeing one of those had Tupperware Turd. Somebody's got 7, right?
Let's check the leaderboard.
Yeah. Somebody's got 7.
The leaderboard says 1 player has 7.
Okay.
Unas Annis.
Right behind Tupperware Turd.
Yeah.
All right.
1 player has 8, 1 player has 7, and then a lot of players have 6, and then many, many more have 5.
Unas Annis, whatever you call that guy. What's his list? What are his last 3 names on that list?
All right, the last 3 for him.
Because I want this to be a race to the end.
Estelle Parsons.
She's got to be. She's dementia,
looked old,
right?
Forever.
Okay.
Bob Barker and Mikhail Gorbachev.
Okay, so he's got.
So they don't share anything in common.
No, they don't.
Those 2 leaders.
They don't. We could have a race at the end here.
Unas Annis is Latin for 1 butthole.
Is it really?
No.
Why would you believe Todd? Right. Why?
Because he Googles everything over there, and I can't hear him typing anymore. I don't hear him typing. He just says it out loud.
No, I think it's a TV show on YouTube.
It's about 1 butthole.
I don't know what it means.
As far as I can see, Estelle Parsons, who I had to look up, doesn't have any known health problems. She's just old.
How old?
93.
Okay. Now, Craig, you've been riding the Gorbachev bandwagon for a long time. You still got him out on one of your lists?
Yeah, I got him on one of my lists. At this point, I got to keep him on because I've had him on so long and just keep not getting a hit with
him. Bob Barker's just 100 years old, too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And has he been sick?
He's not the one that keeps hitting his head, is he?
I don't know.
I think it might be.
I think he keeps hitting his head.
I think Bob Barker's fallen over a couple times.
Yeah, I think Bob has fallen.
All right.
So Adam Sandler could finally kick his ass.
Yeah, that's right.
More than once. We are celebrating, and I do mean celebrating.
Let's hear it.
National Cannabis Awareness Month.
Yes.
Be aware that there is such a thing as cannabis.
And it's all over the state of Nebraska, in case you don't know that, Pete.
Killing kids left and right.
Left and right, Pete.
Okay,
there's
that's
weed
not true.
Everywhere, Pete.
Not one.
Pete,
not
and
one.
Pete and Tom, weed everywhere.
Not one.
You're not going to stop it. You're going to lose this battle. It's going to take a while, but you're going to lose the battle.
The National Institute of Justice.
NIJ?
.gov. They're a government agency. They say that laws regarding driving under the influence of the marijuana vary from state to state, but there's little evidence correlating a specific THC level with impaired driving. And so, the National Institute of Justice supported researchers from RTI International studied how specific cannabis doses and administration methods, whether eaten or vaped, affect THC levels in the body and how that correlates with performance on impairment tests. THC levels in study participants' biofluids, or just fluids, varied depending on cannabis dose. Of course, you get more cannabis in, you're going to have more, you know, THC in there. And the timing maximum for maximum impairment for each dose and blah, 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 looked at impairment tests. And they found that THC levels in biofluids, measuring a THC level in any of your fluids, not a reliable indicator of marijuana intoxication for study participants.
I wouldn't think it would be, because you guys could
smoke dope. No, it's hard to tell how high you are at that time.
Plus, you could smoke dope last night and drive fine today and still have much THC in your system, right?
That's what I did this morning.
Yep.
And you're fine. I was just talking to you off the air.
Right. And if you're chronic, it can stay in your fat cells for 45, 50 days.
Coursing through my fat blood.
What is it with you people and reefer?
I can't imagine driving on an edible.
Oh my God.
There's times right. I barely, like, you'd ask me my name and I'd be like, okay, give me a second. I'd be like, yeah. Driving?
When's the last time you've gone 45 days without smoking weed?
He's asking you now.
Oh,
anybody?
Before you started?
I go a lot. I go
ever?
A lot, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a time. It's probably been, you know, years.
2004.
Eight, 9 years.
Right before you started here?
Yeah.
I don't think I've taken
it. You had to. Was that 45 days you took off?
No, I was
2 weeks. No, you didn't. 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you still tried to drink a bunch of piss load
stuff.
Well,
I chose to, just to make sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, 45 days.
Oh, yeah.
It's been forever.
You just took a couple weeks off.
Well, no, that wasn't true. Because before that, maybe in 2003, I had gone at least that long.
Really?
Yeah, months and months and months, yes.
Lack of cash for weed?
Partially.
Another job another job thing?
Partially.
Oh, that's right. You're working in Indianapolis?
Well, I needed a job.
Was there, also, you just laid off in case they won the P-test any time.
You were saving up?
Got it.
Yeah, I don't think I've gone 45 days since I first started. Maybe a few days because I couldn't afford it.
My memory
got no way in hell you went 45 days since you first started smoking
weed. No, I don't think so.
Yeah. A month and a half? Good God.
I haven't gone 45 days without a drink since I started drinking.
I hope not.
That's easier to do.
No, and it's not. 45 days? Even when I'm sick, I'm drinking sometime within 45 days of each other.
Right, that's like half a rehab.
Yeah. And I've never been to rehab.
That's a rehab and a half in some places.
Right. Yeah.
For vaped THC doses over 5 milligrams, peak cognitive and psychomotor effects were observed 0 to 2 hours after administration and returned to baseline after 4 hours. For oral THC doses, I imagine that's edibles, cognitive and psychomotor effects were observed 1 hour after administration, and peak effects were seen about 5 hours after administration.
Yeah, that stuff lingers.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Yes, it does.
I have noticed that.
That's why you sleep 15 hours sometimes.
Cognitive and psychomotor functioning returned to baseline 8 hours after oral administration. Now, they also said that the one-leg stand, the walk and turn, and balance test are not sensitive to cannabis intoxication for any of the study participants.
Oh, really? So you could be really high and do that?
Yes.
Okay. It's tough to do that drunk.
Well, that's why they've come up with that test.
Yeah, I know.
Is to look for drunk people.
Don't you think this hurts you guys in a way, at least, that they still haven't figured out a way to tell people are high when they're driving?
Well, there is a way. They can figure it out.
You just ask them if they want to open a restaurant.
That's Coke.
I've got some ideas.
Yeah. you get some ideas too. Yeah.
There needs to be some kind of standardized
test. There has to be.
Fried chicken says how high you are because, at that time.
Because the Reefer Madness people always break into that. Everybody's because remember, my favorite story is pushed a legitimate question, not legitimate, a dumb question, but from a person that didn't even know, asked Puss one day, oh, you're recently in Colorado and they legalized weed. What'd they say to you?
Oh, they were just, was everyone crazy?
Yeah.
Were they driving backwards?
And this woman had agenda. She literally thought when they legalized weed in Colorado, people were just wrecking cars.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's high.
Yeah.
Everybody's high as hell.
And I know,
all the time.
And she wasn't a hateful person. She just believed it, you know? And you said, no.
No, it was fine.
Because you thought it was like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to. That's Denver. Everybody's high.
Maybe we shouldn't have legalized that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In May 2018, on the day after Representative Matt Gaetz sent $900 to his associate, former Florida tax collector Joel Greenberg via Venmo, Greenberg used the app to send three young women payments amounting to $900, according to the Daily Beast.
Gaetz paid Greenberg
over two transactions. The first had test written in the memo. The second said, hit up blank, the blank being the nickname for one of the recipients. In the Venmo payments he made to the young women, he wrote that the money was for tuition, school, and school.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age.
The investigation stemmed from a probe into Mr. Greenberg, who's been charged with sex trafficking of a minor, bribery, and stalking. Court documents say he was engaged in sugar daddy relationships. And the New York Times reported investigators believe Gaetz paid for sex with several women that he met through Greenberg.
Greenberg, by the way, just took a plea deal, and he's going to throw everybody under the bus.
That's what they're suggesting.
To get less time, he's going to throw everybody. There's also another side issue with a bunch of other Republican congressmen. I mean, just politicians in that area in Florida that were all hooking up with these young girls.
In the Venmo, they might as well just put sex trafficking. And what's this for? Sex.
And Gaetz's staff, who had to be horrible people to begin with to join that douchebag, are quitting.
Yeah.
So think about they're quitting.
Yeah.
They're saying, you're a freak, but we're in trouble here. Go away, dude. By the way, sex trafficking is minimum 10 years, no questions asked. So this isn't like he can get out of this, you know. This is 10 years.
No, I don't know if he's going to get convicted.
No, but you're right. I'm always afraid because I saw a story yesterday that part of the party, the far right part of that, they don't care. But
of course they don't.
If this guy's singing, which he is, because he's going to get some time. If he's singing to get less time, Gaetz might be arrested and put in jail.
It sounds like he's not the only person doing that.
Right, he's not.
And I forget the number specifically, but I think I remember reading at some point that if the feds bring charges against you have about less than 10% chance of beating them.
Yep, you're right.
The feds don't bring charges unless they're damn sure that they can convict.
Right. But you're right, though. Within the party, they don't care. He spoke at a woman's group last week.
Getting phone numbers.
Yeah. No, no, they were old women for Trump or something like that.
No, yeah. Getting phone numbers.
Well, you've seen if they have any daughters.
Because I'm all for not doing this story until there's a conviction or something.
Yeah, but this was a new part of it.
Yeah, but it's nothing fun.
No, I know.
All we do is get mad.
If he gets convicted, maybe he could be mayor of his cell block.
I get to play this.
That's what I love about these high school girls, man.
That's why I play it.
I get older. They stay the same age. Yeah.
Then when I analyze it deeply, I just get sad.
Yeah, because
it just makes me mad.
It's a scumbag, right. What made me sad yesterday that they were talking on TV that just as literally as long as 5-6 years ago, this stuff is a career killer. You're done. Nowadays,
nope.
People love you.
Well, you would have been gone already.
Be done.
They'll back you up because the other side is out to get you.
Good point.
Next thing you know, we won't be able to date 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
Where are we going? What's next?
Chiefs quarterback and tight end Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce. Did you see them in the Masters Gallery yesterday?
They should be practicing.
I did not.
And the good news is that Mahomes was not wearing his walking boot.
All right.
There you go, Nick.
He's been wearing that
in
the offseason. It's after the surgery for turf toe, but he was not wearing it at the Masters yesterday.
Do you know anybody who's ever played Augusta National?
Were they carrying around the Super Bowl trophy? Oh,
No, they didn't get one.
They didn't win it. That's
no.
Right. Sorry, Nick.
No.
You got one.
They're shotgunning beers in the Masters Gallery.
No, a buddy of mine's boss played it, but he didn't get a chance to play it.
Yeah. They've been. I know a bunch of people who have been. I don't know anybody who's played.
No.
You'd have to think to the upper reaches of the most famous people we might know, and then it probably still is not going to happen.
They have to know somebody famous as a club member to get them in.
I mean, but I mean, like a one degree of separation from us, somebody we directly know.
I think we know some people that have done it. But they're famous people.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you'd have to have, we'd have to go with Buffett. Buffett would have to invite us.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
He's one of
those
guys.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, probably not.
He's a member of Augusta National, and he probably didn't even play it.
Yeah.
You have to be invited by a member?
Yeah.
Sometimes, I would assume that.
It's a Niedermeyer thing. They spank you in your diaper and everything,
has to be there. There's some country clubs.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Yeah, it's that kind of initiation.
They can sponsor you, and you can get on, but I doubt Augusta National
is just to play.
Like
yeah.
Maybe once.
They're super exclusive. I doubt it.
Probably not. You're right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We know a few famous people, but that place is really exclusive.
Right.
So could Mahomes call him up and be like, "Hey, I want to golf." Would they make that happen for him, or are they like, "Oh, you're going to find somebody"?
For a guy like Patrick Mahomes, they could probably find a way.
He could play. Yeah.
He'd have to take his boot off.
But he probably couldn't get a membership.
No. But without
somebody else dying.
But the guys that are members are fans of big famous people, so they can invite them. As long as you play with me, we're cool.
Yeah, probably.
I'm pretty sure they cap the membership at a certain number, and they have a 47,000-year waiting list.
Yeah.
All right. Mike wants to know, a little behind on the podcast, you ended the show a couple of days ago with how many wafers it would take to eat a full Jesus. I was wondering how many box wines it would take to drink a full Jesus.
Jesus.
I did the math here. A box of wine is 1.5 gallons, and the human body contains about 101.6 ounces of blood.
You did do the math.
So about a half a box of wine.
All right.
And you've drunk a full Jesus.
All right.
Suck it, Jesus.
Oh, I think horrible. I've done that.
Yeah. Oh, I know I've done that.
Oh, I have.
Okay, Todd, you were close. 300 members-ish, but there is no application process. There's no waiting list because there's no process.
They invite you.
They have to ask you.
Right.
That's it. That's the only way you get in.
Yeah. Lawmakers in Kansas are jumping on the bandwagon. They don't want people to get out ahead of them. They're moving ahead with a measure that would ban transgender athletes from participating in girls' or women's school sports.
You got a penis, so I have to wrestle you first. That's what the guys are saying down there.
The bill would require female athletic teams to only include females biological at birth.
So there was
the governor has already signaled her intention to veto the bill if it passes.
Good. That's right. She's a Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a really big problem.
It's just, it's just
one of the biggest problems facing our nation today.
Because everybody you know that wants to be as a transgender gets their penis chopped off or gets one added to them or doesn't want or identifies as somebody because of sports. That's it. That's all these people think. It's always sports. That's it.
Just to join the swim team.
Right.
Some of the players that had Prince Philip in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, three-thumbed freak.
First of all, we had a story earlier last week about this. Some dude wanted to play volleyball at his high school, and they didn't have guys volleyball. And this guy emailed us about this story. So he fought, and so they had to let him on the girls' team. And he sat the bench because they were better than him.
Shocker.
Exactly. Yeah. So three-fingered freak?
Three-thumbed freak as one of the players that had Prince Philip.
That's probably me.
That's you, isn't it?
Yeah, I was born with three, and then they stole one from me.
Yeah, they shove up your ass then?
Maybe.
You always ask that.
Where's your other thumb? Up my ass.
Right where you'd expect.
500 miles backwards gets a hit.
Oh, man, nice. That'd be tough, Todd. Backwards.
It's 5,000 forward.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be exhausting.
6 feet over Corrigan as my dad gets a hit. I don't know what that's up with.
Well, it sounds like 6 feet
his kid.
Over, yeah, 6 feet over Corrigan gets a hit as well, but we've mentioned that one.
Right.
Let's see. Abe Lincoln gets a hit. Let's see. I better let that one go. absorbent. Let's see.
Can you say it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Aim me towards Uranus.
I can only mumble.
Gets a hit.
Absorbent butt plug.
Alabama Hot Pocket gets a hit.
All right.
As does Aliens Are Harvesting Us.
I think I might know something.
Let's see. I was going to go with Anna Lanny's campground, but that's not what it says.
Ain't no Annie.
Yeah.
I'd stay there for a while.
Right.
Yeah. Anal Johnson gets a hit, as does Angry Anal. Let's see. Anthony Weiner's selfie stick gets a hit.
Weiner.
And Antonio's side chick all get hits.
Oh, really? Antonio's got a side chick and...
She's playing the Deadpool.
Yeah, she called
Antonio's like, what are you doing?
Got a hit?
Just use your own name.
Well, yeah, and then there's also some other Antonio who's not connected to this chick
who's now
getting a look from his woman.
Are you that Antonio on the show?
I hope so.
No, it's not me. Yeah. Right.
I hope we're causing a lot of trouble at home now for all you Antonios.
Sorry, man.
And Antonio's wife did not get a hit.
Nope.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.